After my solo album flopped, I needed to find someplace else to live. The apartment I had rented in the meantime was now entirely too expensive. And frankly, I wanted to get away from L.A. I almost went home to Colorado, but I just couldn't bring myself to admit to my parents that I had failed. Not after I had bucked my father's wishes. You see, my father wanted me to do what my brother Dan had done and attend the Air Force Academy and enter the service. But I just couldn't bring myself to do that. By then, I already had a music career in mind, so I went to the University of Colorado instead. My father wasn't very happy about that. Fortunately, my brother was a bit more sympathetic. He kept in touch with me throughout my college years, but I lost touch once I went to California. By the time my career hit rock bottom, he had been sent to Afghanistan. So I contacted his wife, Aurora, and asked if I could stay with them for a while. She said it was okay, and I didn't have the nerve to ask her for money to get there. So I started doing coffee shops and bars, sometimes playing for tips alone. Once I had enough for a bus ticket saved, I started heading east. I had already sold most of my music equipment in my solo album effort, but I didn't pawn everything. Some I didn't have the heart to sell. Those I left in storage and in hope I could retrieve them once I got to my brother's place, hopefully before my money ran completely dry. I always made sure I had a gig waiting for me before I left town, but there were times I would take a bus or train with barely any pocket change and a growling stomach. The gig would get me enough for a meal or two, a night's rest, and transportation to the next city. What free time I had was spent at the library researching the bars and coffee shops in the next town and using up the minutes on my cell. I could have hitchhiked to save money, but I heard of too many stories where the hitchhiker winds up dead or worse. Some of the hotels I stayed in were not much better than the shelters I would have had to use, but at least I didn't have to worry about someone stealing everything I had while I slept. But every night as I sang for tips, I kept thinking about where I was going, Huntington, West Virginia. I had never been there, but I wanted to get there badly. Hopefully, I would find something new there, a new home, and hopefully, a new life. I'm sitting in a railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. And every stop is neatly planned for a poet and one bear band. Homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home where my thoughts escaping. Home where my music's playing. Home where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home where my thoughts escaping. Home where my music's playing. Home where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity. Like emptiness in harmony, I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home where my thoughts escaping. Home where my music's playing. Home where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.